When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Welcome to Broadway to Main Street. This is Larry Maslon, your host at WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And that introduction to the 1960s was actually a courtesy of a 21st century musical called Hairspray, with a fabulous finger-poppin' score. But today, we're going to take a tour of that fabulous swingin' decade. I myself am a product of the 1960s, and for Broadway historians and just audiences who love popular music, It was an incredibly interesting decade because this was the decade where, what would I say, popular music and Broadway show tunes shook hands and agreed amicably to part ways. But within that decade, there were a lot of interesting experiments and a lot of surprises in terms of theater music that came from Broadway and how it was sort of fighting pop culture and disseminating itself at the same time. So let us go back to the beginning of 1960. It was a curious year. It was the year Oscar Hammerstein passed away. It was the year that Lerner and Lowe broke up their partnership after Camelot. Cole Porter was only writing for television and the movies, and Irving Berlin was in semi-retirement. So the way was paved for an entire new generation of Broadway writers. And one of the most successful teams of the 1960s was Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. And they took on the pop music, or would I say the rock and roll phenomenon, head on with their huge hit from that year, Bye Bye Birdie. And Bye Bye Birdie is not a rock and roll score by any means, but they're very skillful at channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley in the title character of Conrad Birdie. So let's hear Dick Gaudier introduce us to the swinging 60s by way of Bye Bye Birdie.
Speak to us, oh beautiful one. Tell us how you make that glorious sound that even now in anticipation of it has reduced me to a snarling, raging, panting jungle beast.
You gotta be sincere. You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here. 'Cause if you feel it here, well, then you're gonna be honestly sincere. If what you feel is true, really feel it, you make them feel it too. Write this down now, you gotta be sincere, honestly sincere. Man, you gotta be sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh honey, hug me. Suffer. In everything I do, my sincerity shows through. I look you in the eye, don't even have to try. It's automatic, I'm sincere. When I sing about a tree, I really feel that tree. When I sing about a girl, I really feel that girl. I mean, I really feel sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you're feeling in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh honey, hug me, suffer.
Fake Elvis Presley in gold lamé pantsuit, courtesy of Bye Bye Birdie. Well, if one team represented the 1950s, it had to be Rodgers and Hammerstein. And as I mentioned earlier, Oscar had passed away right after The Sound of Music, which was the big hit from 1959 leading into the 1960s. But Rodgers was always inventive, and on his own, he wrote a show called No Strings. He wrote the music and the lyrics, and in many ways, it was back to the Larry Hart mode because it was very contemporary. Tried to pick up on the zeitgeist of its times. And here is Diane Carroll, for whom the show was written, singing a very upbeat swingin' song from No Strings called Loads of Love.
I never have been handed much. I never have demanded much. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I never have expected much. I never have rejected much. I want my dinner, some conversation, and loads of lovely love. The dumb ones go for quantity. The wise ones go for quality. I've got the answer now. It's not how much, it's how. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money and then some money and loads of lovely love. My work fulfills me. It never kills me. So far, I'm not a wife, so I organize my life so no one annoys me, no one enjoys me, unless we're equal partners in the fun. Through the week, I work and play and give. Even on Sunday, I love to live. I never have been handed much. I never have demanded much. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I never have expected much. I never have rejected much. I want my dinner, some conversation, and loads of lovely love. A bud appears and then it's May. So first things first, I always say, the horse precedes the cart. It isn't heft, it's heart. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money and then some money and loads of lovely love. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money, and then some money, and loads, loads of lovely love.
Diane Carroll from No Strings, music and lyrics by Richard Rodgers. Well, that show brings us into 1963 and the tragic fall of 1963 when America and the world was in mourning, and who stepped in to revive our spirits? None other than those four musical mop tops from Liverpool, the Beatles. And the Beatles obviously dominated American music as we move into 1964. They had three top, first, second, and third top ranking songs for 14 consecutive weeks in 1964. Huge. And one song broke through that, went to number one, and won the Grammy as Song of the Year. Again, this is in the era of total Beatlemania domination. Do you know what that song was? Well, when you hear the first couple licks of that banjo, you will know for sure.
Thank you. Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never wake again.
That was the hit song where the Oldsters took back the pop charts in 1964. Louis Armstrong, of course, singing Hello, Dolly. Well, although Armstrong did that as a pop cover and is one of the great African-American performers of all time, Broadway was largely absent topical African-American presence on Broadway, which is odd, during the height of the Civil Rights era, with one main exception, and that's a show that's a big favorite of mine. I'm sure you've been listening to Broadway to Main Street. You've heard it a number of times. It's Golden Boy, a terrifically topical score by Strauss and Adams, centered around a black fighter named Joe Wellington, brilliantly embodied by Sammy Davis Jr., which is one of the rare performers in the 60s who had a pop career and decided to spend 2 years on Broadway and another year in London and then on tour. A great show. Anyway, here are two of the more swingin' songs from the, uppercut swingin', left hook swingin' score to Golden Boy, featuring Sammy Davis Jr.
Things are gonna happen. Fireworks, stick around and see. Watch me in the arena eat Cracker Jack while I'm smacking some hack for a fee. Stick around, you can hold the basket while I shake that money tree. And of course, in certain cases, a dark horse may win some races. Stick around, lady, and see. Stick around and you'll see some action. Who can tell what the kid will do? Here I go after diamonds and I'll come back with a sack full and toss you a few. Stick around, you can shine my trophies. Lead the cheers when they shout for me. There won't be nobody hotter. I want the whole enchilada. And if I come up a winner, Brotherhood Week, take me to dinner. Stick around, lady, and see the boy who's gone to fight. See that boy start moving right. Stick around, lady, and see. Stick around.
I live good. Come with me, Joe. Yes? No? Maybe?
Show me.
Be my guest. This is the life. Here's where the living is. This is the life. Baby, you're there. This is the life. You've waited long enough. Man, you've arrived. Breathe in that air. Wine and perfume. Silver and candlelight. Children, make way. Joe's here to stay. Come join the club. Hear that sweet music start. This is the life, sweetheart. Don't be a square, Joe. Tell them bye-bye. Get where the action is. Come have some fun. I'll lead the way. This is the life. They've kept you in a box. Break down the walls. Come out and play. See all the lights. They're spelling Wellington. How sweet the song. Where do you belong? Top of the heap. That's how it's got to be. This is the life you'll see.
Can I be what I want to be?
Yes, you can.
Can I get what I want to get?
Yes, you can.
Can I have a car with a built-in bar?
Color TV and a Playboy key.
And 100 chairs of AT&T.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Contour chair, imported booze.
A calendar watch and custom-made shoes.
Photograph in the Daily News.
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
$10 ties. Yes, sir, how many?
You'll get to call Leonard Bernstein, Lenny. Lunch at Shaw's, pick up the tab.
The doorman saying, may I get you a cab?
Cab?
Thank you.
Bartender asking, what do you have?
Yeah.
Charge account at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Diamond studs, finest grade.
And every single album Ray Charles ever made.
Polaroid camera.
Stereo sets.
Season box.
To see the Mets.
Charcoal grill.
With a Nathan's Frank.
Dines Club card.
And money in the bank.
Shave and a haircut.
Me next.
This is the life.
This is the life.
It's where the living is.
The living is.
This is the life.
Only the best.
Baby, you're there.
This is for me.
Come on in.
Three black and 21.
Come on in.
This is the life. Breathe in that air.
You're ready for this lovely life.
This groovy atmosphere. Out of my way. Joe's here to stay.
It's right.
Of the hill, that's how it's got to be. This is the life. This is the life. This is the life for me.
Yeah!
Yeah, indeed. That's what I say every time anybody plays something by Sammy Davis Jr. Well, while Sammy was swinging away 8 nights a week on Broadway, I think it was at the Imperial, in March of 1965, a movie opened that really took Broadway music to its next most exponentially large level. And that, of course, was the film To the Sound of Music. And it's important to remember in the middle of the counterculture 1960s that this was a movie and a score that appealed to families who maybe didn't want to have wanted to come together at the end. Maybe they didn't want a generation gap. Maybe they didn't want the kids throwing down their guitars and fifes and marching out of the house. So that has a lot to do with the appeal of The Sound of Music, of course. Another large part of it was the amazing performance by Julie Andrews and the wonderful score by Rodgers and Hammerstein, so beautifully captured on film by Robert Wise. So here is, I guess you would say, the big number from the film of The Sound of Music.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi. The first three notes just happen to be do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to do. Oh, oh, oh.
Do!
A deer, a female deer.
Ray!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Far!
A long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread. La!
A note to follow so.
A drink of jam and bread.
That will bring us back to dough.
A deer, a female deer. Rain, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Come a long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread. Love,
a note to follow so.
Now, children, do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
Can you do that?
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do.
Put it all together.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
Good.
But it doesn't mean anything.
So we put in words. One word for every note. Like this.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything
together.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Do,
a deer, a female deer. Red, a drop of golden sun. A name I call myself.
Drink with
My goodness. No one can jump an octave or two like Julie Andrews. That, of course, was from the film The Sound of Music, the Academy Award winner in 1966. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at how Broadway tried to swing the 1960s, a decade I remember well. That's when I first started listening to show music as a mere tadpole. The Broadway composers of the 60s, though, still kept pop music or rock and roll music at an arm's length. It was usually a subject to be parodied in most Broadway musicals. And we'll hear how two very good teams of composers took the sounds, the swinging sounds of the 60s, and tweaked them a little bit for the audience of the tired businessman. First, we'll hear, of all people, Alan Alda channeling Bob Dylan from the Apple Tree, and then we'll segue into an interesting song from Henry Sweet Henry. Here is first Alan Alda telling us about the difference between reality and fantasy.
The newspapers call you the goddess of sex. If you are a goddess, I'm Oedipus Rex. Goddess nor woman, you're something apart. With a sinner and a body and a celluloid heart. Instead of a soul, you got a sign saying decor by hell in a Rubenstein. How does it feel to be the world's ideal when you know?
ZBZ. ZBZ.
That song, group about a group of hippies in Washington Square Park, was written by Bob Merrill for the 1967 musical Henry Sweet Henry. Now, you may recall there was another musical about hippies in Washington Square Park. We'll get to that in a moment. Well, during the late 60s, critics like Clive Barnes of the New York Times lamented that there was no Broadway score by Lennon and McCartney or Bob Dylan or Simon and Garfunkel. Well, they wouldn't have stopped and written a Broadway musical back then. But thankfully, one great pop team did. And after those two ersatz songs of hippiedom, we get to hear a real pop hit from a great pop songwriting duo. Bacharach and David wrote the score to Promises, Promises. And here is Jill O'Hara singing one of my favorite songs from that great score, Knowing When to Leave.
Go while the going is good. Knowing when to leave may be the smartest thing that anyone can learn. Go. I'm afraid my heart isn't very smart. Fly while you still have your wings. Knowing when to leave won't ever let you reach the point of no return. Fly. Foolish as it seems, I still have my dreams. So I keep hoping day.
great swingin' song from Promises, Promises on today's broadcast, Broadway music of the swingin' 60s. Well, it was inevitable that someone would eventually come around to a real rock and roll musical score for Broadway, and that actually happened not on Broadway, but in slightly more bohemian world of off-Broadway. Here is the title number from the 1967 off-Broadway show, the song is called Do Your Own Thing, but the show is called Your Own Thing. Anyway, I just screwed up my own thing. It doesn't matter. Listen to the song. It's kind of fun.
You don't mind my being older?
Oh, it's where I'm at. You don't mind me being younger?
Listen, it's my bag.
You don't mind me being a girl?
Oh, I'll just go with it. You're my thing.
Do your own thing. Pay no attention to people who look down on you. Do your own thing. It makes no difference who turns away and frowns on you. There'll come a day when the world will need you. There'll come a day when the world will heed you. Tell it like it is if it makes you happy. Why should you have to hide upon a shell? Why shouldn't you be truthful to yourself? You may change someday, you may find another way, but for now, just for now, do your own thing, find your own dream, dig your own soul, or dig your own hole, and die. There'll come a day when the world will need you. There'll come a day when the world will heed you. Tell it like it is, if it makes you happy. Why should you have to hide upon a shelf? Why shouldn't you be truthful to yourself? You may change someday, you may find another way, but for now, just for now, do your own thing, find your own dream, dig your own soul, or dig your own hole, and
from the off-Broadway score to Your Own Thing. Well, Broadway itself may not have tapped into the sounds of the 1960s necessarily, but it certainly tapped into some of the themes. The 60s was an age of idealism, of optimism, of freedom, and certainly we remember 50 years ago, this past August, a great speech about a dream spoken by Martin Luther King Jr. in Washington, and no show picked up that theme more strongly and more effectively and more popularly than Man of La Mancha. So here is Richard Kiley expressing a very vibrant and poignant vision of optimism from the swinging 60s.
Impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love chased from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. and the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
That was Richard Kiley, of course, from Man of La Mancha. Well, let's wind down here and weave these threads that we've sort of put out there in the ether. We have off-Broadway shows, we have rock scores, we have hippies in Washington Square, and of course that becomes the glorious tapestry that is Hair, 1967 off-Broadway musical, begun at the Public Theater, the first show ever at the Public Theater, in fact, by Joseph Papp, who produced it. And let us hear its composer, Galt McDermott, lead us into, I think, one of the real hipper and exciting songs from the show, and then we'll go back to the show itself. Here's Galt McDermott, composer of Hair.
We starve a look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation. There is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on the films in space. Silence tells me secretly everything.
That was Galt McDermott leading us into the Flesh Failures from the musical Hair. Well, Hair debuted off-Broadway in 1967, moved to Broadway in 1968, ran for almost 2,000 performances, and was the way to close out the swingin' 60s. It was what Broadway had sort of been wrestling with for a decade, the first real rock score. How it affected the 70s is another story, but one way it affected the 60s was it gave Broadway back some pop hits on the pop charts, which it hadn't had since the mid-60s. So we're going to close out today's episode on the swingin' 60s with two bits of wonderful pop culture ironies. You're going to hear Easy to Be Hard from the score to Hair by Three Dog Night, which hit number 4 in the pop charts, and finally Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In by the Fifth Dimension, which hit number 1 for 6 weeks. So here is the pop sound influencing a Broadway musical and songs from a Broadway musical covered by two great pop groups from the 1960s and making them, in fact, in the case of Aquarius, the last hit song from Broadway ever to hit number 1 on the pop charts. But hey, let's not be a downer. Let's all just grab hands in a circle and enjoy the music to Hair as it finishes out the swingin' 60s.
How can people be so heartless? So cruel, easy to be hard, easy to be cold. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud, easy. Say no.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.